Hey guys, it's Nick from Back to the Past, the Alternate History Podcast, and today I'm presenting you a wonderful episode we've been working on for a while, and we've been wanting to do this for a while, specifically about the Byzantine Empire, because there's a lot of history to cover, over, I believe, 1,000 years of history. So that's a pretty wide-ranging area, but we felt like the most important one towards Byzantine history would probably be the Battle of Manzikert in 1071. And so our scenario is, what if Byzantium won the Battle of Manzikert in 1071? What would happen? What would happen to the Turks? What would happen to the empire in general? And how its influence would be spread to the rest of the world? Here's some backstory.
So, the Battle of Manzikert occurred in 1071 between the Byzantines under the Emperor Romanus IV, and the Turks, led by Sultan Alp Arslan. So, in our timeline, eventually, Romanos, he was not really the best tactician. He was honestly a terrible military leader. And the Byzantines kind of lost this battle because of his lack in military skill. But anyway, they lost this. And the good amount of the Byzantines' conscripted army was actually captured, killed, whatnot. And at that point, the Byzantines had to resort to mercenaries to survive. And when you resort to mercenaries to survive, that's not really good. It doesn't show really good that your empire is stable and really has a long future, long and healthy future. For example, one of the big empires that follows this example is the Roman Empire around the 4th century. Towards that time, Rome was in a declining state, and they started using mercenaries, so basically non-Roman troops from some of their non-Roman, some of the Gauls and Germanic barbarians. And they hire them as mercenaries. And this really just showed that Rome was falling, it was declining, it was on the way out. There was no stopping it. So back to this example about Byzantine. This battle forced the entire Byzantine army to become mercenaries. Because already there was a large amount of the mercenaries, but there's still a decent amount of conscripted. But this battle basically got rid of most of the professional army. And on top of that, Romanos was captured. And the Turks realized that Romanos was a terrible leader, so they let him go because he was better to them alive. This resulted in coups and revolutions in the Byzantine Empire because the people didn't like him because he negotiated some territories away for his survival. But now, let's get on to the scenario.
So, Rohan, to honestly answer your question, to increase the martial skill of, what was it, Romanos IV, right?
Romanos IV.
So to answer your questions, basically, we simply just need Romanus IV to be more of a competent leader, specifically in terms of his martial capabilities. And also, we have to look at the fact that everyone hated him. Everyone hated him as his own empire, which is what led to the rebellions as well, as a matter of fact. So simply, I think we'd also have to make, we'd simply have to also make Romanus IV a more likable emperor. And I feel like that's kind of like that's basically just altering what he is as a person. So if you really want to go to an extreme, I honestly just say just depose him and just put in a more of a capable leader in that case. More of a capable and more of a likable leader, if you get what my point is here.
Yeah, Nick, you're definitely right. I mean, the whole reason, if you really look at it, the whole reason why the Byzantines lost is because Romanos just doesn't know how to lead an army. He's not a commander. He just lacks the skill. It's simple as that. There's no other explanation. But now, let's move on. How would the Byzantines stop the Turkish migration, and how would this affect the empire?
So really, I think the way to stop the Turkish migration specifically into Anatolia would be just by the fact that since the Turkish were more of a nomad group at the time period, and specifically, for example, if they were to stop them and put them in place in, say, Persia, it really doesn't work. It doesn't really work because of the fact that Persia tends to adopt other, like, for example, if we look at any other nomads in history, for example, you don't see a lot of other nomad cultures being important. Like, the only one that's notable today is Turkish. So Anatolia, for example, that there's basically no real quote-unquote culture there except being hardy mountain folk. But we also have to look at the fact that with Persia, if they were to be stuck in Persia, they would probably just adopt Persian culture. So that's really how it would work. It would be in terms of like stopping like Turkish culture from expanding. It'd be more in terms of like keeping it, and then eventually the Persian culture would assimilate the Turkish nomad culture, if you get what I mean.
So just for some context, in case you didn't know where Manzikert was on the Turkish border by Armenia and Iran. So it's like 50 to 100 miles. So the Turks during this time owned Central Asia, Armenia, Georgia. So they definitely owned a lot of land. And if they won Manzikert like they did in Thailand, they would be able to flood in. But since the Byzantines won, they are able to hold the line and prevent massive hordes of Turkish people from entering the Byzantine Anatolia. I think this could potentially change because Byzantine Empire, in my opinion, it was really unstable during the time. Forget about this battle. Even then, it was still pretty unstable and it was on its way out. This battle just kind of hastened it. But without the Turkish people flowing in, we might not see an Ottoman Empire for a lot longer than it happened on timelines. What I mean is, I think it could be pushed back, the empire, because the Ottoman Empire, obviously, well, was a Turkish empire. And for a Turkish empire, you need a massive amount of Turkish people in one area, which was obviously the nation state of Turkey.
So first off, your debate about the Ottoman Empire rising up later in this timeline. Number one, the Ottoman Empire, it's kind of based off the Seljuk Turks, but it's so kind of different. And it's so different time. And the fact is, if Byzantium won Manzikert, I don't think that the instability wouldn't have been there to begin with, as a matter of fact. Because like we said, though, we replaced Romanos IV, which was, as you know, was a very unlikable leader, very low martial skill. So I think with the replacement of Romanos IV with a more capable leader, I do think in that scenario that I think the Byzantine Empire is still stable. Don't get me wrong, they still have outside threats. But getting on to your point about the Ottoman Empire, I strongly disagree because of the fact is that if you look at Anatolia and Persia, for example, they're kind of relatively the same in terms of the fact that Anatolia is mountainous and Persia is mountainous as well. The difference between the reason why the Turks in this scenario, why we have Turkish Turkey, like Anatolia is Turkish, is because of the fact that Anatolia didn't really have a really big culture at the time, because it didn't identify as like Byzantine or Greek as much. But since the Turks were more of mountainous people, specifically from the steppes of Central Asia, they were able to adapt there almost. It's almost like a second home almost. You know what I mean by that? And I also think kind of like with the Seljuk Persia, for example, I think that could kind of mimics it. But in this case and scenario, since the Persians have like a stronger sense of culture, I do think that the Seljuks, like every other nomadic horseman tribe in history, would assimilate into Persian culture.
So would you say maybe instead of an Ottoman Empire in time, there's like some Persian Empire based off the descendants of these Turks?
I think it would probably happen, yeah. I think, but the difference is that it's not like a Persian Empire in terms of like, you know what I mean, like a Persian Empire. It basically kind of evolve over time. Eventually it would become more and more Persian. For the time being, it would really just be a nomad empire.
So yeah, for this scenario, even though I have like a different point of view of the Turkish migration, I definitely think that the Ottoman Empire will never happen if the Byzantine Empire will survive, because the leader for the Battle of Manzikert is actually competent, right? So he's going to be smart about like other conflicts of the Byzantine Empire, especially internal conflicts, right? So he's going to help like stabilize the empire more, because after the Battle of Manzikert, there was a lot of internal conflicts. But I think even though after they win this battle, and if there were still internal conflicts, yeah, so if our leader was actually competent, intelligent, and strategic, he would actually help the Byzantine Empire way more stable than ever, and like probably keep all of Anatolia at all. That's why I kind of disagree with like the Turkish migration. Like I think like some Turks will have conflict with the Byzantine Empire. Not all of them are going to go to Persia, because like even though I don't think the Seljuks are going to attack the Byzantine Empire, but I still think like the Turks itself as a culture and as its people will still attack the Byzantine Empire. But like even with like my different point of view, the Ottoman Empire is never going to happen. Like this battle will like completely change history. It'll make Byzantine Empire more stable and more influential in this world. So I want to get to the point, how influential the Byzantine Empire is going to be in this scenario. Like what effects will it have on Europe or any parts of the world?
So immediately within the first like 20, 30 years, we have to kind of reference the whole Crusades. Because the first Crusade was kind of directly caused of several important Christian cities like Antioch. Like Antioch was a major Christian city. Jerusalem was under the Muslim control for centuries. And I feel like at the same time, though, would the Crusades happen still in the scenario? I think potentially it could happen, but it wouldn't be as extremist per se, like, oh, we have to reconquer Antioch for Christianity, we have to reconquer Jerusalem. I think it would be more of a Jerusalem-centered crusade. And don't get me wrong, there's other crusades that would 100% still happen. For example, if we look at the Northern Crusades, specifically the Teutonic Knights crusading against the pagans up by, Prussia, Lithuania, that time period. I think this is definitely an invincibility, but if we're talking about, but getting back to on focus here. So Byzantium in this scenario, I think we can actually also see an increase of Greek culture across, for example, Anatolia. If we look at an example of the 1900s map of Ottoman Anatolia, there was pretty good Greek majorities in a lot of the coastlines. So I think an increasing number of Greeks moving into Anatolia, especially because of the fact that Greek terrain is kind of really mountainous as well, like Anatolia. So I do think eventually over time the Anatolians would kind of assimilate to be more Greek in this scenario. And talking about that's really all I have for like inside influence and outside influence in the first 30 years, because Byzantium at this time was not really like bros with Christianity, if you get what I mean. I should say Catholicism, I should say, more specifically.
So I also think the First Crusade would happen because the Crusades were inevitable. I mean, there's not really much you could change because, as Nick said, multiple holy cities were taken by the Muslims. It was only a matter of time. I just think it'd probably be delayed by a few years to a few decades, but it's nothing significant. All right, so at the end of the day, this is our last point. How long would the Byzantine Empire last? Because it was being invaded overnight. It was just being harassed, honestly. But at the end of the day, I think the Byzantine Empire wouldn't be reduced to a small city state like it was in the late 15th century with the end of the siege of Constantinople. But I think it'd still be somewhat of a minor major player in European affairs for the next few centuries, but it'll slowly wane over influence. I don't think it'll be like this big conquest that just finished it off. Taj, what's your opinion on this?
I think that Byzantine Empire actually may live for a few centuries. I think that, like, in our scenario, the empire will get itself more stabilized. I just think it's when, like, other European powers get more power and all, and the Byzantine Empire just becomes, like, irrelevant. So I'm just gonna say maybe like 3 centuries. I know it's a very big number, but I do think that the Byzantine Empire could be very influential and that they could stabilize themselves, but once they become irrelevant, I think it's gonna like fade away and die off. So yeah, 3 centuries. 3,000 years. Man, 300 years. Oh my god. 300 years.
That's probably the most interesting take out of you all. I think we would betray the Byzantines like we do the Ottomans in terms of the fact that I think that they would actually last past 1453, because you're talking about, it would collapse earlier. Like Ted, for example, said it would last 3 centuries. That's around 1371, my friend. And Byzantine in its weak form lasts until 1453 in some fashion. And even into the 1460s, if you consider like Morea, for example. But getting back on topic, so my opinion is I think we would kind of see more like an Ottoman situation building, maybe not going as late into like the 19th and 20th century, but I say more around like the 17th or 18th century. Because, for example, if we have like a big Orthodox power down south, we're also going to see a major effect take place in Russia, where, as you know, for example, with all Byzantium, the Orthodox Church moved from Greece to Russia. And that's why Russia is kind of like really influential in terms of Orthodox faith today. And with that, I also have to say that with a strong Byzantium, I think that could also play a huge amount, like it's kind of like undescribable how many events it could change in Europe. For example, the 30 Years' War, that's one, and we got a lot of other events. But overall, I think the Byzantines will take the Ottomans' place, but they'll collapse a little bit earlier than the Ottomans did. So, like say 1700s.
That's definitely an interesting take. So, like, they kind of somewhat take their place in history. Obviously, not doing events the same way and doing the same events and whatnot, but they're like that same power throughout history somewhat. But anyway, I think that's our last point. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, suggestions, likes, feedbacks, or if you want to suggest an idea, send it to our Twitter. It's at BackToThePastP1. And if you could leave a review, that'd be really helpful. And it helps us improve ourselves or know, is our content working? Is it appreciative? Whatnot. But anyway, thank you for listening.